You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on.
It's
baseball
right
is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome in to Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge alongside my fantastic co-host Jake Hassan, and we are here to talk some baseball with all of you because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today on a Monday?
Doing shockingly good, considering that I was at a wedding this weekend and tried and spectacularly failed to attempt the dirty dancing move with one Shane Reardon. All things considered, though, we're feeling pretty good. So feeling good, ready for awesome week of shows and a lot of bets.
So you did that with no rehearsal, no preparation, just on the
fly? So, okay, we'll go through the story really quickly. I'm at the bar. I'm getting, shockingly, a glass of water at this bar, at an open bar, being responsible as I am in my big age of 26. Anyway, one of my other friends, Sam, shout out to her, comes up to me. He's like, they want to do the dirty dancing move. I'm like, all right, you know, I work out. I'm a couple of drinks in at this point. We can make this happen. Let's go. So imagine my surprise when I look across the room and see not, you know, one of the bridesmaids or a young lady attempting this move, that I see Shane Reardon, who is fully my size, my height, and not only ready to jump, he's expecting me to be the jumper, not the lifter. I completely plow him over, just 100% run him over. It looks like we were doing Oklahoma drills. It's hilarious. The video is on my Twitter at Persian Kevin Love. It's also on my Instagram at Hassan_Jake. It's hilarious. I spent all day yesterday laughing at it. It's so ridiculous.
And probably recovering from that. That was going to be my next question. Is there video of it? So yes, go check that out, please. After you watch us, I will say that move is all the rage. My best friend just got married. She and her husband, their first dance, they recreated it flawless, dirty dancing move they did. Yes. Shout out to Caroline and Xander because they did it amazingly, but they did rehearse quite a bit. So that's impressive. Very impressive. We are here to talk about all of that. Let us know in the chat what you think. Go check it out while you're watching us and let us know what you think of it. And we are here to talk about that and so many other things and flip some bets and make some cash. And you can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, bets, whatever is on your mind to the BetQL Twitter page or drop them right here in the chat. Whatever social media platform you find us on, let us know, especially right here in the chat, please. And with all of that being said, it is time to
play ball.
It is time to play ball, and we are going to look at one game we love today because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get your bets ready, send them to us, and together we will find some winners, so many winners. So we're going to start by recapping how we did on bets on Friday through the weekend. Jake, how did your Friday bets go?
Yeah, Friday bets went all right. The team totals for the Cubs and Diamondbacks were really good. The fade Blake Snell system play was spectacular. Flying colors successful, which was really great. A couple of the unders weren't great, but otherwise, overall, the Royals continue to win. 3-4 going into the weekend. Overall, wasn't doing a ton of bets as I was at a wedding, but overall, going into the weekend, perfectly fine.
Yeah, love that. I was above 500. I went 3-2. It turns out, Jake, Friday night is my best night for betting home run props. I was 2-for-3 on this. I was 2-1. Ellie De La Cruz, thank you so much. He hit a home run. Mookie Betts did not, but I did hit my Tristan Casas home run prop because you know what, Jake? I know I said on Friday that I was not betting on the Red Sox, but 12 minutes, as I put it in on BetMGM, it said game starts in 12 minutes. I was like, I'm going to do it. Tristan Casas home run. And he not 2 minutes into the game did he hit a home run. Turns out, yep. It could be his final one of the season. So, but we will get into that in our injury.
Yeah, RIP to our futures tickets on him.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough. Yeah, just a little tease for our injury segment on that one. But Chris Sale also loved to see it over 6.5 strikeouts. Though Bobby Witt Jr. did not have over 1.5 total bases. That's okay. Nolan Arenado did get a hit. So all in all. Not terrible, but again, injury segment we will discuss. Let us right now dive into one game today that we absolutely love. Jake, what was the first game that caught your eye today?
Yeah, so this actually caught my eye last night as I was doing my general Sunday night perusing of futures prices. And I was just going through looking at different stuff. And Dylan Cease is 18-1 still for NL Cy Young. He's got a sub-2 ERA and goes against a bad Rockies team tonight. So you think that's probably only going to get lower. The strikeout number is probably still only going to get higher. His strikeout prop today is 7.5. He's been striking out a lot of guys. So I've entered the NL Cy Young market. I had no bets in this market coming to this point, but I am going in with Dylan Cease. I think that price is wrong. I think that price is coming down starting tonight. So this is what caught my eye because I think Cease is mispriced and to the point that I bet him for NL Cy Young. I'm officially invested in this market now.
Oh, look at that. It is a hot market right now. My pick of Chris Sale for that particular award is looking pretty good as well. So the market is hot. And speaking of the Braves, this is the game that I am looking at for today. The first one that caught my eye is Braves Marlins. Braves minus 210 on the money line. Marlins plus 170. Totals at 9.5. It is Ryan Weathers versus Bryce Elder. I have two bets in this game. One of them, home run prop, Brian De La Cruz. To hit a home run. He has hit 3 home runs in his last 5 games, 4 in his last 8 games for a total of 5 this season. So most of his home runs have come very recently. And against Bryce Elder, he is batting 600 with 4 hits, 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's done it before. I think he can do it again. Then I have Ronald Acuna Jr. over 1.5 total bases. The guy has 10 hits in his last 7 games, and he has gone over this in 6 of his last 9, and he has 8 total bases in his last 4 games. Against Ryan Weathers, he's batting 667. He's got 2 hits, and they were a single and a double in 3 at-bats. So I like him to go over on total bases. So I love that game. We have one game that is in action right now. Jake, and this game is a circus. The Yankees and A's. The Yankees are without their manager right now. There's also no score in this game. The A's were plus 220 on the money line. The Yankees are minus 275. Totals at 5.5. And the number of ejections for Aaron Boone is over 0.5. And this is also JP Sears versus Carlos Rodon. So Aaron Boone was ejected from this game for doing nothing at all. And what happened was he must have said something to Hunter Wendelstadt, the home plate umpire today. And you could hear it's all mic'd up. It's amazing mic'd up sound. He said something to Hunter Wendelstadt, perhaps. And then you hear him, Hunter Wendelstadt, say to Aaron Boone, you say one more thing, you're gone. Aaron Boone is sitting there just looking at his hands. He's just minding his own business. A fan behind him in the stands yells something, and I am trying to Zapruder film this fan gearing up to yell something, and he like revs up and he yells something with all of his body. Hunter Wendelstadt turns around, looks at Aaron Boone. You are out of here. Aaron Boone's like, I didn't say anything at all. It wasn't me. He's flipping out, rightfully so. Hunter Wendelstadt says, I don't care who said it. You're gone. What in the world? This is shortest fuse robot umpires today, Jake. This is an insane situation.
Yeah, I mean, stop me if you heard this before, but an umpire's ego has gotten in the way of a baseball game. Yeah. Who would have thought? That never happens. It is very funny that it happened to Aaron Boone because he is notoriously getting thrown out of games for seemingly insignificant things, and now this is just the cherry on top of it. I agree with you. It's just the robot umps, get them in. This is so ridiculous, but very funny. And so from a comedic value standpoint, I thank them for this.
Oh, yes. Oh, also, yes, for a cinematic perspective, this is amazing because there is also mic'd up sound of the reaction to this and the little spat. Because if Aaron Boone was not thrown out before, the language he used when he was talking to Hunter Wendelstadt about this, discussing this in a calm manner, he would have been, because it was very, very harsh language. Keep your children away from it, please, because it's explicit. But yeah, so that situation is going on in the Yankee game right now. We will keep an eye on that one. It is now time, as it is always time, to step right up into the bettor's box, because we want to hear from you. We want your favorite plays for the day. We want your questions. We want your comments. We want what you think of the show, what you think of us. Anything that is on your mind, come in and just say hi. You all out there, thank you all for watching, for listening. You all are the engine of this show. So please send us all of your questions, your comments, your thoughts, and we will chat with all of you when you send them in the chat on YouTube, Twitch, or comment on whatever social media platform you find us on. It is time now to touch them all, where we get to our injury news, lineup updates, and things like that. We're going to start with the one that just was a devastating blow for the Red Sox this weekend. Tristan Casas, because of his ribs, placed on the IL. This was tough because I do bet on him quite a bit. And now my Tristan Casas to get a hit. Tristan Casas hit a home run. The Red Sox cannot afford any more injuries. You've got Rafael Devers hanging by a thread because any day his knee could act up, anything could act up. So this was a blow to the Red Sox, and hopefully it will not be a longer term injury. But that one was tough to see, just for the standpoint of you can't have no more guys injured. You can't have any more guys injured. And the fact that Alex Cora's reaction was, I am concerned. And he didn't gloss over it. He sounded very dire. So that was tough to hear. But some good news. Congratulations to Bryce Harper, who was placed on the paternity list this afternoon. He and his wife, Kayla, are expecting their third child. So congratulations to him. If you were going to bet on Bryce Harper today, he has bigger fish to fry today. Very, very exciting. Christian Javier placed on the IL with a neck injury. Merrill Kelly scratched last night with a shoulder injury. Twins reliever Daniel Duarte out for the year. The elbow surgery. Hashtag another one. Victor Scott, the second option to AAA by the Cardinals. He is batting 85 with 2 RBI in 20 games. And here's the thing, Jake. MLB has a ripped pants epidemic. This is a problem now. This is a problem. And as Sean put in the chat, I saw this and I almost laughed out loud. He, going back to your dancing, he ripped his pants getting too low during low, very appropriate, by Flo Rida at the most recent wedding he went to. So at least you didn't rip your pants when you did yours. But much like Sean,
no, that
at
happened
a wedding,
to me in November. Don't worry. Really? We're all good. Yeah. Same exact situation. Don't worry. We covered that base a couple months ago too. We're all set.
Yeah, you were wearing Fanatics pants, I would think, because
I guess so,
that
yeah.
We've all, I will say, I don't think I've ever ripped my pants. So I might have to, get on that at some point. Not like Riley Greene did a few weeks ago. What's the best situation?
Surely the tweets you are about to get are going to be super normal and cool.
This is true. Oh, I gotta watch it. Gotta watch it. Will Smith also ripped his own pants on Saturday when he slid into second base. Do we officially have we had a uniform problem before, but not only are these pants see-through, they're just ripping to shreds, Jake. I don't know what you do. What do you do?
I mean, clearly they're going to do nothing because we've been complaining about and yelling about these uniforms for 2 months now, and they're just going to do nothing because that's what baseball does. They just go, nope, everything's fine, and that's apparently what's just going to happen here too.
Yeah, I hope no one else rips their pants. But then this was the story of the weekend to me, Jake, because I can't stop thinking about it and I can't stop laughing at the visual of this. Going back to Aaron Boone for a second, he was involved in one of the worst gift giving ceremonies in Major League Baseball that I've ever seen in my life. So John Sterling, radio legend, voice of the Yankees for the past 36 years on Odyssey Station, WFAN. He retired very abruptly, I would say. He just got into the season and realized, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I think he's 86 years old. So he was just like, you know what, he said, I messed up. I should have quit March 1st or March 15th was his quote. Arbitrary days, but he probably thought about it very strongly on those 2 days. So the Yankees did a ceremony for him for his retirement. They gave him a television So they gave him an 83-inch TV, which I will say, people were like, oh, well, this TV is a couple hundred bucks or whatever. I looked it up at Best Buy. There's Best Buy across the street from Yankee Stadium. So at this Best Buy, this television that they gave him, a couple thousand dollars. So yes, the price point is different than I thought it was, but this TV was straight from the store, it looked like. No wrapping. No, it looks like they didn't put any thought into it. Plus, it's an LG TV. LG is a sponsor of the Yankees, so they might not even have paid for it. However, John Sterling, this is the kicker.
We know what happened here, right? Yeah. We know what happened. If there's a Best Buy right across from the stadium already, they said, hey, we messed up, and now Sterling wants to retire. We have nothing prepared. Hey, intern, here's the company card. Go get something, because we're scrambling right now. So that's for sure what happened.
100%. And make it an LG. And don't put anything on it, because we need the LG logo. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, exactly. We write it off. LG logo on there, so we get everything and sponsor your gift and everything. Here is the kicker, Jake. John Sterling has said he has 5 TVs in his apartment already. So it's not like he's like, oh, I never watch any games. I never watch baseball because I don't own a television. He's got 5 already. Now he has 6. What is he supposed to do with an 83-inch TV? I couldn't stop thinking about the visual of Aaron Boone carrying this TV through the dugout. It's like the size of the dugout. And then he drags it up to the field. They carry it across that. They make John Sterling take a picture with the television. It was an unbelievable visual. So banner a few days for Aaron Boone. But that was baffling, because you think about it, they gave Joe DiMaggio a speedboat. They've given out elephants, the Yankees have. Like, a television from across the street is a little bit of a downer compared to other gifts they have given. Like, give him something, like something personal. I don't know, but that situation is just one that I can't stop thinking about. But we have some comments also from the good people out there in the bettors box over here. B Mills on YouTube, his questions for today: Braves and Twins money line parlay plus 130, perhaps. I don't hate that. Also, Brewers as the underdogs tonight plus 120, Jake.
I hate to break to B Mills, and I guess this just continues my war with the listeners and viewers and the commenters. I am on the other side of both of those today, to spoil my best bets a little bit. It's disgusting, and I hate it, and I hate myself for it, but I will, in fact, be betting the White Sox and the Marlins in the first 5 money line today. So I guess we could all win if you do full game and I do first 5. Everybody just wins. But yeah, I will be on the other side of those, which probably makes me the idiot. But if you want to fade me, then this is a great opportunity.
Yeah. Should it be hashtag we love you, Jake, or hashtag fade Jake? Perhaps. I don't know. Whatever side
we'll
you're on.
The outcome is. We'll decide.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
Exactly. We will decide tomorrow. Then Benoit Balls 2 on Twitch. Is there any reason I shouldn't love Diamondbacks minus 105 against Lance Lynn, Jake?
There literally isn't. I mean, our Diamondbacks, I know it's Brandon Fought on the mound, and he's been kind of up and down. He just had a great start in his last start. He pitched really well. And also earlier this year when the Diamondbacks played the Cardinals, Ryan Nelson, who is now hurt, had one of his best starts, his best start of the season, and one of the best starts of his career, 7 innings, 1 earned run, against this Cardinals team who just cannot hit whatsoever. I love the Diamondbacks. I'm just going to continue spoiling my best bets, I guess. I'm on the Diamondbacks money line because I don't think Lance Lynn is going to keep this up. I think Brandon Fought is a very good pitcher who's had a rough start to the year, had a good start last time, and it's our Diamondbacks. I'm absolutely on this.
Love that. Our Diamondbacks will get the win, of course. Moneyline, love that. Also, Benoit Balls, too, said, you don't think pantsless baseball is Manfred's plan to increase viewership? Potentially. However, conspiracy, the thing is with the ripped pants, though, injury could increase because you get like burn if you're sliding into a bait, and then injury, like, I don't want it. I honestly don't want to see that. I just don't like that. Would decrease my viewership. I would skip that entirely. A guy comes up to the plate and his pants are like all ripped open. That's not something that I would tune in for, quite honestly. I just want keep your uniform intact. Like, I just want an intact quality uniform for the sake of the players, of course. And then Benoit Balls 2 also says, every man has had the, oh no, I need a gift, what's the closest store to me moment, right, Jake?
Has every man had this? This is me every time I have to give a gift to anybody ever. I am horrible with gifts, except I am 2 opposite ends of the spectrum. This is what happens to me. I either nail it and I get you something great, Or I'm like, here's a card with some cash because I couldn't think of anything. Just please, God, buy yourself something because I can't handle this pressure anymore. This happens to me every time I need to get a gift. Either I have a light bulb moment. I'm like, wow, they'll love this super thoughtful thing that I go out of my way to get and cultivate and wrap and blah, blah, blah. Or I panic and I have a meltdown and then I sweat for 30 days trying to figure something out and I can't. And then I just go with a card and cash because I would rather you just buy yourself something than me chunk it.
Yeah, that's true. That's why a tip out there for people, make a list of potential gifts you would like to get in the future for someone who might be giving you a gift. And then just say, hey, just for reference in the future, pick something off of this list, like a registry of gifts, perhaps. And then the other person doesn't have to stress so much about what to get and the person gets what they want. But I mean, a wad of cash is like cash basket, gift basket, or just an envelope, a cash card, gift card. Can't go wrong. And I think maybe the internet also helps because you get things faster. Like, what's the closest store to me? Or just overnight delivery also probably helps in a lot of situations. But yeah, that would be, maybe John Sterling should have left a list of gifts he wanted. Maybe television was on it. I don't know. But I do know that this is Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I am Lucy Burge. He is Jake Hassan. Send us your questions and comments on twitch.tv/BetQL and on YouTube at Odyssey Sports. We are now going to go through hot and cold, take a look at five players who have been on fire the past week. Ellie De La Cruz, first of all. He's batting .306, .412 OBP, .369 slugging, 1.051 OPS with 36 home runs, 15 RBI, 20 runs, and 10 stolen bases. Leads baseball in this. I believe it may be 6 home runs. He has a plus .425 to lead baseball in stolen bases. Brian De La Cruz also, he is batting .304 since April 7th with 4 home runs, 13 RBI, 6 runs. Then the Guardians and Josh Naylor. Guardians have baseball's best record. They're 16-6. They've won 4 in a row. They have a plus +52 run differential. Second best bullpen in baseball. Naylor is batting .325, .393 OBP, 623 slugging. Guardians are plus +115 to win the AL Central. Then they have the Brewers, also have been on fire, and then they are plus +250 to win the NL Central. Then the Washington Nationals, Mitchell Parker and CJ Abrams, they won a series against the Astros over the weekend. Dodgers during the week, they are also humming along. Marcell Ozuna, he's batting .338, .404 OBP, .713 slugging, and he is plus +5,000 to win the NL MVP. Jake, which player, team/players, all of them, do you have the most faith in to keep up this level of play all season long?
Yeah, for me, it's Ellie De La Cruz and CJ Abrams. Both of them have been unbelievable. This is the next wave of great shortstops that we're seeing in Major League Baseball. This is kind of the next guard. People were wondering who's going to be next after, you know, Xander Bogaerts, Carlos Correa. This next wave is here, and it's led by these two guys in the National League. They've been unbelievable. They've been great. I've looked at both of their prices for MVP because, you know, the Dodgers have been underwhelming, and the big part of why I thought Mookie Betts would just kind of cruise to this award was because he was awesome and the Dodgers are smashing everybody. And what did we talk about last week? And it continues to be true. The Dodgers look exceptionally mediocre, aggressively average. Yes. So I think that maybe there is opportunity for other people to enter this NL MVP race. I have interest in both Ellie De La Cruz at around 40-1 and CJ Abrams at 150-1, especially. So I think those guys I have the most faith in. Really quickly, who I have the least faith in is Josh Naylor. It's a great story. I like that he's doing. I think he'll be an all-star. Somebody texted me over the weekend, what about Naylor for MVP? Just say Josh Naylor AL MVP out loud, and it just doesn't sound like something that's going to happen. So I still think that the Guardians are vulnerable. Maybe it's my Royals bias coming in, but I definitely have faith in Ellie De La Cruz and CJ Abrams, especially. Those guys have been awesome.
I'm right with you on Ellie De La Cruz because every time I look at his stats, I am blown away by what he is doing. And every time I'm like, oh, should I bet on him? Generally, the answer is yes. On the flip side, there are some players and teams that have been riding the struggle bus a little bit. The Mets catchers in particular, they have yet to catch a runner stealing this season. Francisco Alvarez is out 6 to 8 weeks for a torn UCL in his thumb. That is awful. Omar Navarez is batting .200 with 0 home runs and a 499 OPS. Julio Rodriguez, another one. He is batting 276, a 315 OBP, 310 slugging, 626 OPS, zero home runs, 8 RBI, 8 runs, 6 stolen bases. He is plus 2,500 to win AL MVP. And then poor Jackson Holliday. He's batting 33. He has a 94 OBP, 33 slugging, 127 OPS, zero home runs, one RBI, four runs scored, 16 strikeouts. Lowest average and OPS through first nine games since 1990. I don't believe any of us were born in 1990. I was born in 1991, but not 1990. And I feel bad for Jackson Holliday. He's down to plus 700 to win AL Rookie of the Year. The guy was, he was hyped pretty hard. Then the Pirates, they have lost six in a row after the Red Sox swept them, and nine of their last 11 after starting 9-2. They have not covered the run line in any of the last six games, the plus 1.5 run line scoring, three runs or less in all six of those, plus 1,000 to win the NL Central. And then Aaron Judge, he's batting 183 suddenly, 320 OBP, 354 slugging, 674 OPS. I took him to hit a home run twice this season. He did not, and I won't be doing that again. I was like, why am I doing this? Dropped to plus 1,300 to win AL MVP. Jake, of these players or teams or Mets catchers, do you think can turn the season around?
It's Jackson Holliday. I mean, that's the easy one. Let's keep letting that AL Rookie of the Year price drift. Let's keep pushing that longer and longer. I think he'll be fine. It's kind of funny that people are on Twitter doing a bit of like, this is the worst stats by qualified hitters since 1903. And it's just, it's kind of funny, but he'll be fine. He's awesome. He has smashed at every level up to this point. I think he'll be fine. He's hitting the ball. It's just, they're not falling for hits yet. I think he'll be perfectly fine, but let's get that Rookie of the Year price a little bit longer here. Let's do that.
Yeah, that would be nice, right? I want to say Aaron Judge, but I feel like it just won't be in the end. And I would have a lot of faith in Jackson Holliday just because the hype was so, I don't want to say he was overhyped because he just needs a little time. Major leagues is much different than the minor leagues, obviously. And so I think on a bigger stage, he just needs a little bit more time facing these pitchers, a little more experience. How much time do you give him? I say a little bit more time. I think he just needs a little more experience and he will be fine. And I think he has a better chance than the Mets catchers to turn his season around. That is for sure. It is time now for the walk-off. We are going to wrap up our plays, some stayaways, any final parting words. Jake, been teasing it all show with your best bets. What are your best bets today?
Yeah, I will back Dylan Cease in the game in general. I also have entered a bet on him for NL Cy Young, but to get a win tonight against the terrible Rockies team, it's at plus money. I like that spot. I'm also going to go Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, first three under 3.5. Jared Jones, one of the guys I like to back. I don't want any of his props because the Pirates are doing this weird thing with his pitch count. They sat him after 59 pitches last week, so I'm just going to go the under here. A bad Pittsburgh offense so far and an awesome pitcher in Jared Jones. My Royals on the money line. I have to do it at home against the Blue Jays. I think the Royals keep cooking here. As long as they're plus money, I'm going to bet them. Diamondbacks on the money line, talked about that. I like the spot against Lance Lynn and having Brandon Fought on the mound. I'm also going to go Phillies on the money line. The Reds have been terrible against left-handed pitching. Hunter Green at home is not something I trust. And then the grossest plays you will see all day on any show. Marlins first five money line. Bryce Elder's debut for the Braves. I just don't like the spot. He's been in the minors. He was fine last year, but Ryan Weathers has been pitching really well for the Marlins. And then the White Sox first five money line. This is just a price play. Chris Paddock can't be this big of a favorite. Nick Cannon's brother Jason on the mound today for the White Sox. I like the spot for him too. He had a good start in his debut. God help me, but we'll see how it goes.
Yes, well, I think my home run bet, I think, will help the Marlins there. Brian De La Cruz to hit a home run. Ronald Acuna Jr. over 1.5 total bases. Trey Turner over 1.5 total bases. And Ryan Mountcastle also over 1.5 total bases. I am awaiting, Jake, Aaron Boone's post-game comments once this is over because I want the full story. I want to know who said what to whom and a 30 for 30 on this because also the guy who, I'm obsessed with this, the guy who yelled it took off his blue like sweatshirt thing so that he couldn't be identified as easily, but we know who you are, sir. And I can't wait for the full story.
He's so for real, dude. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. You're the guy who got Aaron Boone ejected. I can't wait for this to unfold more. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcasts, and watch us tomorrow at 2 right here. Same time, same place. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with both BetMGM and the BetQL apps. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here tomorrow on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
Nick Punto.